From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced the USDA's Farmers to Families Food Box program has distributed more than 75 million boxes of food in support of American farmers and families affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Earlier this week, President Trump announced an additional up to $1 billion will be added to the program while the economy continues to reopen. Perdue says each of these milestones required hours of hard work and dedication for everyone in the supply chain. A recent announcement by the World Organization for Animal Health and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations calls for a global response to African swine fever. The three primary objectives, according to agrimarketing.com, are to improve the capability of countries to control ASF, establish an effective coordination and cooperation framework for the global control of ASF, and facilitate business continuity and ensure safe production and trade to protect food systems. China is stepping up its purchase of U.S. farm exports, but will not meet the sales goals of the Phase 1 agreement. In their quarterly forecast, USDA analysts say China, the farm sector's number one customer before the trade war, will remain in third place behind Canada and Mexico. According to agriculture.com, USDA estimates ag exports to China will total $14 billion this fiscal year and $18.5 billion in fiscal 2021, short of the $36.6 billion Phase 1 calls for. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.